This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as Jew enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Of course, all you good guys out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you're looking for Bradley, he's off today. I'm going to fill in for him. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Live to you from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, where it looks like we're going to get maybe some more storms here and some rain, which would be good because we really need that. Again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Today, we're going to look at what you heard in the last news segment, and that is this issue of Obamacare. Before we do that, if you want to find us online, sonsoflibertymedia.com and also sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can find us on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. And if you want to follow Bradley on Twitter, it's BradleyDean1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean1. On Twitter, and that should cover that aspect of social media. If you want to call in, please stick to the topic today, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And let me give you a few things that's come out here on Sons of Liberty Media. Of course, I think one of the big things for the day is that President Trump has said that transgenders will not be allowed to serve in the military. Good for him. Yeah, I mean, I must say I'm a little surprised, but I'm happy about that surprise. That's a good thing. We shouldn't have transgenders there. Now they're talking about how they're going to, I guess, dismiss them or discharge them or whatever. Frankly, transgenderism is it's a mental illness. How can you be a man and see your parts and everything else and think you're a woman? There's something wrong in your mental faculties. I think it's tied to Romans 1, where people reject the Creator and do not want to honor Him as the Creator. So, yes, it's definitely mental, but there's a spiritual aspect to that as well. Good for Trump for doing that. Good for his people for doing that. The next thing I want to see is this shutdown of open homosexuality there between whether they're men or women in the military. It is a weakening of military. I mean, look, I'm one who is against the standing army. Our forefathers were against the standing army. Most people don't even know that the armed forces, per se, except for the Navy, have to be renewed every 2 years. Okay? That's in your Constitution. They have to renew that every 2 years. If they don't, then there is no standing army. It is the militia. It is the people who guard the country. And it's very biblical. I mean, when you go back into the Old Testament, you find out that they didn't have a standing army either. In fact, they didn't have a draft. I think a draft is unconstitutional, but I think it's unbiblical. It's unethical. It's immoral. I've often said, try to draft my boys or my daughters for that matter, for your unconstitutional wars. We're just going to have war here. because I'd rather deal with the tyrant here than send my children to be fodder for their unconstitutional wars where they have some kind of gain out of it. Yeah, you can quote me on that. Because it's wrong. It's immoral and unethical. And, you know, we shouldn't be sending our children to that. And if you send your children, if you give them your blessing on that, on unconstitutional wars, that's on you. Stand and fight here against the tyrants who do that to your children and to you. Okay? But good for Trump on that. There, this guy, this Democrat representative, Gutierrez, and we've written on him plenty of times. This guy is, he's very criminally minded, that's for sure. He says Donald Trump is a major criminal that must be eliminated. Now, look, I've been upfront about it. I think like things like the lobbing the missiles into Syria and all that kind of stuff, unconstitutional. I think it is criminal. I think it is. People disagree with me, but I think I asked them, show me in the Constitution this, and they never quote the Constitution, and I'll point them to the Constitution where he becomes commander-in-chief, who calls up the army, who sets that in motion, and then turn, and then he becomes commander-in-chief. But this guy's off the, I mean, the Democrats have lost their mind over this Russian collusion thing. And you know what? Jeff Sessions, sorry, you're showing that you're a coward in that, not to mention the unconstitutional actions of the Justice Department in accelerating this civil asset forfeiture, which is unconstitutional. Read the Fifth Amendment. I don't care if the person is charged with murder, drugs. I don't care what they're charged with. It says you can't take their property without due process of law. Now, we all understand that you might hold something like, I don't know, a weapon, a knife, a gun, or something like that if somebody's committed a murder, and you're going to hold on to that. But we're talking about taking things for yourself, then selling it off, and using that money to fund your operation. I had a problem with it with Loretta Lynch, and that was under Hussein Berry. And I got a problem with it when the guy wears an R on his jersey. You should, too. Okay? As Bradley says, we've got one constitution that applies to whoever they are. It doesn't matter what's on their jersey. Okay. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Why smart guns are incredibly dumb. I love this article. A hacker cracks a smart gun with $15 worth of magnets. Isn't that amazing? It's kind of, it reminded me of those. You ever seen those little cars on the road? They're called smart cars. They're like big enough for a hamster. I don't know, maybe two. They say they're smart. I look at them and say they should have named them stupid, because you can get two people in there, maybe. And if you go anywhere, like if you go to Walmart or something, you go somewhere, you're going to buy some groceries, you can't put anything in that little thing. And I wonder what the safety issue is on them, because when you get hit by somebody, it's got to be a mess. But here is the dumbness, the stupidness of the smart gun. The smart gun, as you know, was designed to be used, fingerprint kind of technology on some of them, and on others it's kind of like you have a watch, and if it's in close proximity to the gun, you can use the gun. There's just a whole lot of problems with that. Why not just have a gun? All right? This gun is for nobody. It's really for nobody. To be using. Also, we have sonsoflibertymedia.com. Wasserman Schultz, Muslim IT spy, arrested fleeing the country after smashed hard drives were seized. And don't think for a minute that Ms. Schultz doesn't know something about this. And if she doesn't, but keep in mind, these people, if you lay down with dogs, you get fleas. And these people are laying down with all kinds of dogs. On the other side of the break, I want you to hang with us. We're going to talk a little bit about this Obamacare deal. I'm going to take you back in history and then push you forward and point you towards the law. Stay with us.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Steve from Memphis. I've been listening to Sons of Liberty for several years now. As I've listened to him speak in the past years, I just wondered if he's had cue cards or teleprompter or something, because his knowledge is deep and he never seems to take a breath. So anyway, I get to this Tea Party meeting and he starts speaking. And for over 4 hours he speaks, and he speaks the truth. He speaks from a spiritual standpoint and a constitutional standpoint. And it's just amazing. So God bless Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio and what he's doing. Thank you for being the patriot and the Christian man that you are.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
By the Sons of Liberty. Okay, two quick things before we dive into this issue. One is, a man builds steps for community park for $550. The city says that little project should have cost between $65,000 and $150,000. Now, this happened in Toronto, and one guy just took it upon himself to build these steps because some people were taking a shortcut into the park. It was a bad pathway. Several people had gotten hurt. He spent his own money, even hired a homeless guy to help him. And I'm sitting here thinking, the city could have bought the homeless guy a home for $65,000. And they chastised this guy for doing it. But this is the mindset that we get in, because he didn't follow the bylaws of the city for building. You know, it's... Look, I was in construction for 18 years. I don't want to get on a soapbox on this, but I was on a construction site for 16 or 18 years. And I can tell you this. Every time you draw a permit, it's ridiculous. You pay ridiculous amounts of money for no coverage from the people who you're paying money for. You say, well, they approved your drawings. Yeah, they do. But they're not responsible for your drawings. And they come out and they check your work and they sign off on it. So, like, if you're in an apartment building or you're in a house, so people can move in, you know, occupancy and stuff. But they're not responsible for it. You know who's responsible for it? The guys who did all the work. So why don't we just start cutting out the middleman? And it's very biblical. Again, I don't want to get on a soapbox. But, you know, when God talked about putting the fencing up around the roof, when they had the houses and they would go up on the roof, like in the evenings and things, and it was cool outside. He says, put a fence up there, you know, because if you have the fence up, then if somebody gets hurt, if they fall off or whatever, the blood's not on your hands. But he didn't say, I need you to install this permit system, and if you don't have the fencing, we need to fine you and maybe even take you to jail. I don't know. He didn't have any of that. He just said, if somebody gets hurt as a result of it, if there's a real crime, if there's a real negligence that's there, and it results in pain or injury, then yeah, we'll deal with that then. But this guy he ought to be an inspiration to people around, in cities around the world, actually, because this is what happens when people start trusting government more than they do taking their self-initiative in their own community. Okay, one other one from sonsoflibertymedia.com is in-hand microchip fulfillment of Bible prophecy. I'm always wary of these kind of stories. I like that Dr. Jerry Newcomb took it down to say, yes, Christ is going to return one day. But you know what? Our focus is not on all these little newspaper eschatology stuff. Because frankly, if the people who say that, people like me who don't take the book of Revelation literally, don't take it literally when it says these things are shortly to come to pass, they're at hand, they're about to happen. They don't take it that way, and they tell you all this stuff. Again, many of you have heard my take on that. The mark of the beast, I think, is very clear. You have to interpret it in light of Scripture. It talks about the right hand, the forehead. Go back and read Deuteronomy 6. Where does God say that you're putting the law of God into your children? There'll be as, you know, these bands on your hands, and there'll be as frontlets between your eyes on your forehead. You're either going to follow the law of God or you're going to follow the law of man. It's one or the other. Okay? And we have to be a people who are willing to say no to the law of man where it is in opposition to God. Man's law ought to be under God's law. It ought to be parallel with it. So read that for what it's worth. People are coming out and getting all bent out of shape about a company putting microchips in people's hands. And frankly, you know what, people? It's my opinion, if you do stuff like that, you're not thinking things through. You're really not. Why would you put something in your body like that? You have no idea of what kind of things, consequences can happen just from doing that, okay? So those are at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm not meaning to get on a soapbox there, because we want to go over here to the issue of Obamacare's repeal, what the GOP is doing and things like that today, and I'll get on the soapbox there, okay? So the question that is before the American people is repeal and replace, which is something Mitt Romney talked to you guys about. Many of you listening to me, okay, should be rightly chastised for voting for Mitt Romney. And you say, well, he was running against Obama. We didn't Obama get in there. Well, again, this simply indicates that you were unaware of people you could vote for and you could get behind, who actually held your ideology, who actually wanted to do what was right in the law. Okay? Or should we just repeal it? Because, look, I know that many Republicans say with their mouth they believe Obamacare is unconstitutional. But watch how they act. Oh, I had a writer at one of the sites that I edit for, and he wrote, why won't the Republicans give us 100 little victories over the Obamacare thing rather than one big defeat? And I thought to myself, well, wait a minute. The Democrats didn't think that way. They went for one big defeat, didn't they? They went for one big push, and they weren't going to give an inch to anybody. They didn't garner one Republican vote. Okay? Even among the moderate guys who side with them, okay, they didn't get one of them. They just said, we're shoving this through because this is what we believe in. But the guys on supposedly our side, many of them don't have no convictions. They have no convictions at all. They give you the rhetoric they want to give you. And what they do is they turn and give you a Judas kiss. And if you haven't seen that this time around in your election cycle, I don't know what to do for you. Okay? This should have been a done deal months ago. It really should have. But we have sellouts in the House and the Senate who are willing to go, you know what? We can't do this because then we'll break this, that, and it. You know what? It wasn't broke a couple of years ago before Obamacare came along. It really wasn't. We needed to expand some things as far as, you know, the ability of the people to buy their own insurance in the plans that they want. Now we have this thing, and Republicans talk about it too, of, you know, things that continue, pre-existing conditions, and people not being charged for it. But the government's going to mandate, hey, you insurance companies, you've got to cover that stuff. And everybody knows, or you should know, how an insurance company works. You pay a premium based on what kind of risk you are. I mean, that just makes sense. You're not going to take a guy who's had 5 heart attacks, a triple bypass, and he's got all sorts of other health problems as a result of that, and you're going to give him the same premium that you're going to give a guy like, you know, this 20 years old who has no health problems. You're just not going to do that. That's just stupid. It's bad business. It has nothing to do with greed or anything. It just has to do with this guy is more risky than the other guy. But the government wants to mandate they pay the same thing. And they get coverage for the same thing. Now, I feel for the guy on the other side, the guy who has the pre-existing conditions, but let me tell you something. See, it's my opinion that the failure is not with government. The failure is with the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The failure is with us as the people of God. I pointed to this time and time again. And we're going to get into the Obamacare part of it here. But let me set the foundation for why I'm doing that. When Jesus was asked about loving his neighbor, when he says, you know, these are the great commandments, love God and love your neighbor as yourself. And the guy comes up and he goes, well, you know, who's my neighbor, Jesus? And Jesus says, you know, let me tell you a story. I want to tell you about these two arch enemies. There's this guy from Jerusalem. He's a Jew. He's coming down. You know, he's doing his business. And there's these criminals who are waiting on him, who should have listened to the Proverbs about lying in wait for innocent blood. But they didn't. And they attack this man, this Jewish guy. And they leave him for dead. They steal all his stuff. He's pretty much naked and bleeding on the road. And a Samaritan guy, his mortal enemy, as it were. If you want to give it a good picture, you think about how we're painted into this ideology of Russia and USA. Okay? Mortal enemy comes along, sees this guy, has compassion on him, kneels down, takes care of his wounds, makes sure he's sort of stable, pours the oil and the wine and the wounds to take care of him, puts him up on his own donkey, takes him to an inn, asks the innkeeper to take care of him, gives him some money, tells the innkeeper, hey, I got some business to attend to when I come back through. If I owe you anything else, I'll pay it. Didn't look to government. He didn't even look to the church for that. He did it as an individual. And I have to ask those who are listening to me who named the name of Christ, are you taking the name of God in vain? It's not GD this or GD that. That has nothing to do with what the commandment is. Are you bearing the name of Christ and saying you're a Christian, saying you're one of God's people, and yet you have no compassion for your neighbor? You don't take care of them? You don't look after them? Is that what's going on? Because that's what's going on with the Levite priest in the Good Samaritan story. They ignored him to do their duty, while the Samaritan took care of the man. He showed him love. We're going to take a break here, and on the other side, we'll pick up this issue of Obamacare. I want to remind you what's going on, and I want to say, look, we ought to push it through the same way the Democrats pushed Obamacare on us. Hang with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you're looking for Bradley, he's got the day off today. This is Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to join the conversation, stick to the topic. We're on Obamacare, repeal, replace. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, during the 2000 election, presidential election, the candidate Barack Hussein Obama Satoru Sabarka promised that health care discussions would be the most transparent in the history of our country. In fact, he said that they were going to televise debates on C-SPAN. Do any of you remember that? Did you see the debates on C-SPAN? No. Instead, we had closed-door meetings. They shut out their opposition from discussing or engaging in anything. And then they came back and said, it's bipartisan. We're all working together. We have unicorns in the room. We hug each other. There are some people singing Kumbaya. Angels fell from the sky and there were feathers in the room. It's kind of like some of this weird nonsense stuff that we hear going on in churches, right? That's not what happened. The Democrats lied about it. I mean, they just lied. And they rammed it down our throats. Now, again, this isn't picking sides, political party sides. I don't care about that stuff, okay? I realize that at least on one side of the aisle, there is at least some rhetoric that is more aligned with me, okay? I grant that. My problem is always not with the rhetoric, although sometimes it is. It's with what you're doing. It's like it's like the book of James, okay? James talks about real faith versus dead faith. I mean, look, let's be honest. James says demons believe there's a God, right? But they at least tremble. And there are men made in the image of God in the church who claim to believe in God, who claim to believe in His Son, Jesus Christ, who claim to believe in the gospel. And they don't tremble before God. And they don't love Him as a Father. And they don't do what He says to do. That's the same thing I see in politics. I see people giving this lip service, the Constitution, to the people, to God. And then when they do, it's like, that was a kiss, by the way. They give you a kiss on the cheek, just like Judas did. And they betray you. And you know it. And you keep buying the line that if I keep voting for these people, things are going to change. And in the last segment, I'm going to point you to why they won't. Okay? And I'm going to point you to that, not from the Constitution. I'm going to point you to it from the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Scriptures. Okay? But Republicans want to debate this issue. They want to debate what the federal government has no authority to be in the first place with a bunch of criminally minded Democrats. Every single one of them who was there had a criminal mind on this issue because they didn't have authority for it. Okay? They didn't. In fact, they did what had never been done in the history of the Senate, and they resorted to reconciliation because they couldn't sort things out between the House and the Senate as far as their bills. Okay? So in essence, they did change the rules. Some people, I had one guy write me and said, this is not true, this is an urban myth. No, they did do it. They might not have done it the way this guy thought they did, but they did alter things to include reconciliation, which they had never had before in the history of the Senate. Why? To push through this unconstitutional law, this legislation that is taxing you hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars or billions of dollars every year. Of course, I can get on that rant and talk to you about how many people in the United States are not even under the written law, are not even supposed to be paying income tax. In fact, you'd be surprised at who's to be paying the bulk of the income tax. It's foreigners. It's foreigners under the income tax code. Anyway, that's a separate issue. The majority of people did not want Obamacare. But let me tell you what's going on. Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell are controlled opposition. They are. They have already come out and said they do not want to repeal Obamacare. They don't. They want to control it, slap a Republican label on it and say, we're the saviors. We're your gods. They want to take the place of God. You need to understand what's going on here, okay? You go back in Isaiah and you read that little thing about Lucifer and all, and that is really directed at the king there, the king of Tyre. Kings have this thing, like all men do, where they want to wander away from their creator. And they want to be the creator. They want to be God. They want to set the law. Happened with our first parents. They wanted to choose what was right and wrong. They didn't want to depend upon God about that. And they said, it was over a piece of fruit. It was nothing. But it was huge because it was a violation of the commandment of their creator, of their father. And you know what? As the catechism says, they brought all mankind into an estate of sin and misery. You want to know why there's suffering in the world? It isn't because God is lazy, doesn't want to do anything, or any of that stuff like agnostics and anti-theists are saying. It's because men are stupid and they will not listen to their creator. Now, real quick, and then we're going to go into the biblical analysis, maybe in this break, before the break, but definitely after. There are several things we need to understand within our government Congress has only been given legislative authority over a certain amount of things. Article 1, enumerates those things for which they are. And you know what's interesting? The very thing that we hear some of these criminally minded people talking about in Congress, whether it's the House or the Senate, about guns, what's interesting is that the Constitution actually provides for Congress to demand that you have a gun, that you be armed, and that you receive training. Yeah. You said, what? Wait, they can tell us that? Yep, they can. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 16 says, Congress has the power to provide for organizing, arming, and disciplining the militia, and for governing such part of them as may be employed in the service of the United States, reserving to the states respectively the appointment of the officers and the authority of training the militia according to the discipline prescribed by Congress. Now, it does not mean they have the right to draft you into illegal wars. They don't have that right. They don't. Okay? But they do have the obligation to provide for organizing, arming, disciplining the militia, which is, it's you and me, guys. It's not our daughters. It's not our wives. It's us as men. It's us. You say, well, that's kind of sexist to leave the women out. Some of them good shooters. Yeah, they probably are. They need to be at home defending the home while we're out defending all the area around them, okay? Simple as that. God has roles for each of us. It's not sexist. It's the way you set things up. And it works just fine if people would follow that instruction. And Congress has this authority to do that. But Congress does not have the authority anywhere in the Constitution to demand that you purchase a product, whether it's health care, car insurance. It doesn't say they can say you have to wear a seatbelt because the insurance company is going to lose money. And guess what? That whole seatbelt law stuff, that's from insurance companies. They're trying to protect their interest. Okay? Even though government doesn't have a right to tell you whether or not you wear a seatbelt. I think it's probably stupider not to wear a seatbelt, but it's not a thing where government should be ticketing you, pulling you over, wasting your time for not wearing a seatbelt. Same thing happens with health care. Same thing happens with car insurance. I mean, good night. How many of you people out there pay for uninsured motorists? Wait a minute. I thought law, according to some of these people, ensured that people followed the law. Isn't that what we're told? More gun laws mean that people are going to follow the law. So if you impose things that say you have to buy car insurance, well, then that means everybody's insured. Well, if that's the case, why am I being offered uninsured motorist insurance? Do you follow what I'm getting? In essence, the insurance companies are extorting you through the means of government. And I've asked numerous people, it doesn't matter if it's in America, doesn't matter if it's in Europe or wherever. And Europe has it really bad. Their socialism in the healthcare industry is terrible. They are $20 billion in the red every single year. And they have people who actually are stupid enough to contribute money to the government to help cover some of those health care costs. Okay? And yet they have the audacity to tell me, well, I think it's a universal thing, it's a right, and this. And I'm like, would you come to my house, put a gun to my head, and say, I need $768 a month to make sure I can pay my insurance payment? And they go, no. I said, well, then why do you vote for people who will do the same thing? They're going to threaten me. They're going to threaten my family. They're going to threaten my property for the same thing. And they don't see it because they're immersed in that cesspool of socialism. That's what it is. And it's theft. It is a violation of the commandment, thou shalt not steal. They're just using somebody else to do it. Okay? So, how do we get rid of it? Real quickly, nullify it. State legislatures. I'll talk about that in just a moment on the other side of the break. And then we're going to hit the charge to the people and to the representatives. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233 3-0-7-4-7 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Paul Walter. I would just like to say that we're very happy here when Bradley Dean joined us as a contributing writer. We're very happy to have him. And one of the important things about Bradley Dean is he has a following with the young people. And we need to reach the young people if we're going to save America.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment. Look, if I'm getting a little too, straightforward with you, it's the best way to be, because I'm not meaning to shock anybody. I just think that things are pretty clear and that we as a culture have lost the idea. We talk about freedom. If you're a person that listens to somebody like Rush Limbaugh, you hear rugged individualism and stuff like this. But when it comes to practice, how many people in America are actually engaged in any of that? We would rather the government build our steps for $65,000 than us take $550 of our own money. I'm talking about a guy from Canada, obviously, that I mentioned at the first of the program. But we'd rather do that. We'd rather the government, you know, tell somebody to wear a seatbelt rather than take responsibility for themselves. We'd rather for the government to provide our health care via our neighbors' property, which is their money, than we would just deal with it ourselves. And you say, well, Tim, you don't know what you're talking about. I got a lot of help. Let me tell you something. Last month, I had to go to the hospital. I had a gallbladder attack. I didn't know what it was. I'd had them, you know, a couple of times over the past maybe 8 months. I didn't know what they were. I just thought I'd slept wrong or something like that. But this last one, I thought I was having a heart attack. It was really bad. I had to spend the night. Just the hospital bill was supposed to be about $15,000, and they were going to do surgery, which they didn't do, which begs the question of why I spent the night not in the hospital bed anyway. They dropped that down to like $2,500, $2,800, something like that. I don't know. I mean, our family doesn't have even that to really scrounge. I've got 10 kids, you know. I don't make a lot of money. But I told them I'm self-pay. I'll make sure I pay it. No problem. Then we start getting all the doctor's bills. And the point is if you're self-pay, look at the difference. $14,000-something dollars to like $2,800. Why is that? Do you see who's including all these extra expenses? If they can do that for me, why can't they do it for everybody else? I'll tell you why. You got all these companies in on the deal. You got the government in on the deal, Medicare, Medicaid, all this other stuff. And nobody cares as long as they're paying virtually nothing. They can't see past themselves. Used to be you go see the doctor, it's $25, $30, whatever. There's time to pay for his, you know, for his time. And now, can you get in to see a doctor for under $100? Unless you're self-pay, you might get in for $75 if you don't have insurance or whatever. The point is it is up to us. It's not up to government. It's up to us to do what's right. Again, point you to the Constitution. There is nothing in the Constitution that says federal, you know, central government is what I call it, is supposed to be demanding that you buy a product like health insurance. There is nothing in there about that. And the taxing clause surely does not include that. Okay? In fact, I don't want to, this is another subject because I want to get to the point here. Okay, which is really a spiritual and moral point that we're dealing with. We're not dealing with it's political, there's no doubt. But as I've told people, read the Old Testament. What are the prophets coming to do? They're coming to deal with political issues. People have abandoned the law, and they call them back to the law. You say, well, but that's the Bible. That's the Bible. Look, it is a morality. All law is somebody's morality. You're either going to follow God's morality or you're going to take the mark of the beast like I talked about in the first and sort of the second segment, and you're going to follow some man's morality, a morality he derived from his father Adam because he's not in Christ. Okay? Let's just be clear about what side you're on if you're going to hold to that. I want you... I mean, here's the thing. I want all men to be on the side of Christ. What's hard about that? You say, Tim, you have an agenda. You're right. I do have one. It's for men to honor God. This is not hard. Well, you sound like a Muslim, a Christian. Honestly, if I hear that again, I just want to throw something. To not see the distinction between Sharia law, Muslims, Islam, Allah, Muhammad, and Jesus Christ, and the scriptures of the Old and New Testament, is to be willfully ignorant. I don't mean that as something to put you down. It's to be willfully ignorant. And let me get to my point. The point that we're to call back to is not even the Constitution, folks. It is the Word of God. And the one who sets us straight in that is the Son of God. Why? Because he is called the Word. He is the logic. That is where the term, the Greek term logos comes from. Logic. It really should have been translated in John 1:1 as he is the logic. What is logical? What makes the most sense? What is right in our thinking? Because even Paul tells us as Christians, he told the Romans, he said, he talked about be transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind. He's talking about your thought processes. Logic. What is lawful? What is right? And he tells us to think on those things in Philippians. But I want to take you to something that most people miss when they study Bible prophecy. Because they'll jump to Matthew 24. And they'll go, oh, this is about the future. And Jesus is talking about what's fixing to come on these people. Because they've been a rebellious people. They've rejected the prophets, they've rejected the law of God, and they've rejected the Son of God. And Jesus says, you know what, guys? You've filled up that measure, as it were, in Revelation, the book of Revelation, which I don't think is talking anything about us. I think it's talking about the covenant people in Israel and the judgment was coming on them. He says, you filled up this measure. Your sins have reached to God, and God has had it with you. And as Jeremiah said, he's given you a writ of divorce. And what happened when that would take place in Old Testament Israel, God had in the law that you were stoned with stones. And if you read in Revelation, they got stones, 100 pounds or 100 talents in weight coming down on them. We know from history that the Romans were throwing stones into Jerusalem over the walls, and people mockingly said, the sun is coming. Not a stone is coming, the sun is coming. They mocked it. They mocked it even though they were being starved to death, even though they were eating their own children. They were chasing each other, killing each other because they were under siege from the Romans. Meanwhile, the Christians, the people who believed Jesus' words in Matthew 24, got out of town and they survived. Now, prior to that, Matthew 23, and Jesus is approaching those who are these lawyers, which we have a ton of in D.C., which is part of the problem. Okay? Because in lawyers, you get these little tricks and twists that they try to get out of things. And Jesus addresses that in Matthew 23. And you know what he says to them? He says, you're hypocrites. You're a brood of vipers. I bet some of you are saying, well, that doesn't sound like Jesus. That doesn't sound like gentle, lowly Jesus with the little lambs in his arm. And he's out in the field and he's just kind of schmoozing everybody. That's what he did. That's what he says to them. He says it over and over and over and over again in the text of Matthew 23. Go read it. He calls them blind guides. He shows how their trickery of their words go on. He says, woe to you blind guides who say, whoever swears by the temple, it is nothing. But whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he's obliged to perform it. Are you kidding me? And then Jesus says, fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? And whoever swears by the altar, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gift that is on it, he is obliged to perform it. Fools and blind, which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? And over, you pay tithe and mint, you get down to this little stuff in the law. It's not that it's insignificant, but it's very small. But then you neglect the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith, the things that we are missing in our government. You neglect those things. These you ought to have done. That's the tithing, the mint, the anise, the cumin. Those are the things that they brought forth out of the earth. That was their first fruits, if you will. But you should not have left the other things undone. Blind guides, you strain at the gnat. You swallow the camel. You cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, but the inside are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Does that remind you of what we see going on in D.C., state government, and many city governments? You're like whitewashed tombs. You look good on the outside. You put your three-piece suit on. You got your nice clean haircut. You got your shaven face. You give us the rhetoric. And what do? He said, inside you're full of dead man's bones and all uncleanness. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you're full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Think about that when you're hearing the political rhetoric and call your representatives back to a righteous standard. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.